Are you ready for another week in the most insane Bands of America season we've had in a very, very long time? Trust me, I've been around long enough to know whether that's true or not. It absolutely is. Let's do two more regionals. It's BOA Dallas, it's BOA West Houston. These are Nerdins for both. Check out the timestamps. You're welcome. Good morning again, Daniel Valdez again. It is a pleasure and honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. For those of you who are brand new listening to this, my name is Daniel Valdez. I am one of the admins, one of the moderators, and one of the live bloggers for TexasBands.com. And for the people that have been joining me since season one, this isn't season seven, thank you all so much for your patronage. I got Nerdins for both. We're going to go over the schedules, talk about stuff, and then I'll get out of your way so you can keep working on your shows. live.txbands.com. That is our Texas Bands, the world famous Texas Bands live blog. Full effect coming in this weekend with regionals all over the United States. And boalive.tv. If you can't be there at these particular events in person, jump on boalive.tv. Go get a pro pass, watch bands together, and have a lot of fun with that. If you're going to get seats to these particular events, you got to buy these things in advance so you can avoid long lines at the ticket booth. Everything's pretty much cashless, so bring your phone and get your tickets online so that way you can sit in the stands and enjoy the programs live and in person. Cool. Which one am I going to start off with? Well, I already put up the graphic, so let's start off in the Dallas area. So my friends, let's do this. Let's keep going. We power through this. The season's almost done. Yeah, in a month, the season's done. It, for most of us, in a month, the season is over. So we got work to do. I've got work to do, and I'm happy to do it. My friends, welcome to the Nerdin. We are at the Bands of America Dallas Mid-Cities Regional Championship presented by Yamaha, October 7th, 2023, Pennington Field in Bedford, Texas. 25 programs competing, 12 to finals. One program's walking out of here as the BOA Dallas Mid-Cities Regional Champion. Pull up the schedule, please. We're starting off at 8 a.m., and by the way, you notice the start times are all in 15 minute increments now because it is past October 1st, the 12 minute thing, that's out the window. We're going full 15 minutes. We're starting off at 8 a.m. with Liberty High School. We're starting off at 8:15, a little home show for them. Trinity High School coming in at 8:15. At 8:30, Forney was at the 5A State Marching Contest in 2021. They are back. That is a fantastic percussion section, by the way, down at 8:30. 8:45, Crum was the Class A champion here at this regional last year. They're on at 8:45. And then at 9 a.m., the state finalist, one of many state finalists, Capel High School. I love that program. Capel always putting on fantastic shows. They're coming out at 9 a.m. Then we take a nice long break, a little bit of a short block there, and then you got a nice long break there. We come back at 9:45 with Brock High School. At 10 a.m., Sachse High School. They were a regional finalist at the Midland Regional last week. They're on at 10 a.m. 10:15, James Earl Rudder coming back. They're back at 10:15. And then at 10:30, it is my pleasure to bring to you, my pleasure to present to you the TMEA Conference 5A Honor Band. Yes, Frisco is in the house, and it is in the form of Lone Star High School at 10:30 a.m. Can't wait to see that show. At 10:45, my pleasure to present to you the 5A state finalist from a couple of years ago and the reigning defending Bands of America Prosper Regional Champion at 10:45 a.m. It is Wakeland High School. I'm such a fan of that program. Love what they do all around. 10:45 a.m. Wakeland High School. At 11 a.m., the hits just keep coming. At 11 a.m., it is my pleasure to present to you the five-time UIL state champion. It is Marcus High School. Basically a wind ensemble on the field. You gotta love it. At 11 a.m. At 11:15 a.m., South Lake Carroll, they were a Grand National finalist last year. Congratulations to them. They're on at 11:15. Then we take a nice long lunch. By all means, go to the concession stands, get your food, spend money there, support local programs. Great. You come back at 12:15. Tipper Creek was at the 6A State Marching Contest last year. They'll be on at 12:15. At 12:30 is my pleasure to present to you the former Bands of America Grand National Champion, the former UIL State Champion. It is LD Bell High School. Anytime they're on the field, you never know what you're going to see. Just such a classic program. I grew up with that program. competing with them, against them, back when I was your age. Glad to see them back here at 12:30 p.m. 12:45 p.m. is Burleson Centennial High School. 1 p.m. is at Grapevine. We're going up Grapevine at 1 p.m. 1:15 is Lebanon Trail out of Frisco. Glad to see them back here. At 1:30, James Martin was a regional finalist here last year. They're on at 1:30 p.m. And then we take another break. Love these breaks. Gotta love these breaks. Nice long breaks, about an hour long each, so that way you have time to go and cool off and everything. It shouldn't be that hot out there in the stands, but I've experienced that stadium before. You never know how hot it's going to get. You never know how hot those seats are going to get. So make sure you take care of yourselves before, during, and after the contest. At 2:30 p.m., I got Keller Central at 2:30 p.m. Alito was at the state marching contest for Conference 5A 2 years ago. They're on at 2:45 p.m. At 3 p.m., we have an out-of-state program. We love when the out-of-state programs show up. My pleasure to present to you the Oklahoma Bandmasters Association Class 6A silver medalist last year, the former national finalist, Jenks High School out of Oklahoma. Congratulations to them. Thank you so much for showing up here. Show them the hospitality. Show them the Texas hospitality that we're known for. They're on at 3 p.m. 3:15 is Rockwall High School. And then look at what we got to close out with. At 3:30 p.m., the state finalist from last year, Waxahachie High School. At 3:45, the state finalist from last year and the former state champion, Flower Mound High School at 3:45. And then closing out the contest at 4 p.m., my pleasure to present to you the reigning defending Bands of America Dallas Mid-Cities Regional Champion, the reigning defending Bands of America Super Regional San Antonio Super Regional Champion, and the former UIL State Champion, and the hits keep coming, the UIL Silver Medalist from last year, and they're going to Grand Nationals. It's Monomyth. It's the one, the only, the incomparable Hebron High School. I have no idea what they're going to have in store for us, but get ready. It's going to be something really special at 4 p.m. Then at 4:15 p.m., we've got from Denton, the UNT Green Brigade Marching Band. Hi, all my friends up there in the University of North Texas. They're coming down with their program. They're giant, they're loud, and they always put on some fantastic and entertaining shows. Stay in your seats for that. You're going to love it. And they're on at 4:15 p.m., and that concludes prelims at the Bands of America Dallas Mid-Cities Regional. So as you can see, there are plenty of programs, plenty of top-tier programs at this contest. You've got plenty of 6A state finalists from last year. You've got plenty of 5A state finalists from 2 years ago when we had the contest. Now everybody's got the state contest this year. It's all conferences for UIL state contest starting this year. There's a lot on the line with this regional. You're going to see some plenty of completed shows. Probably there may be some ornamentation, some set pieces that are going to be added later on, but as far as the bare bones show goes, you're going to see a lot of that this weekend. You're going to start seeing that more and more, especially here at the Dallas Regional. You got a lot of programs here that haven't competed in the Bands of America Regional just yet, but they've had plenty of stuff to do in the local circuits around Dallas, because Dallas has a million local contests, and I love that about the area. So lots on the line here, a lot of programs with varying schedules. Not everybody's going to the Super Regional this year, okay? Not everybody's doing that. Some programs are focusing on the state contest this year. Some programs focusing on Super Regional or even making the leap to Grand National. So we got a lot going on here. Everybody's got a different agenda, but the one thing that they're all focused on is really putting down a fantastic performance at their first Bands of America Regional here. It's so important to get that momentum because that can carry you through the season. So good luck to all these programs out in the Dallas Mid-Cities area. Hope you all have fun and enjoy your performances this Saturday. It is time for a quick break. I got to get a little bit of water. Hope you all are doing all right. Dallas Mid-Cities. Man, I need to get back up to Pennington Field someday. Can't happen this year, but who knows, maybe, I don't know, we'll see. We got to keep on going. I got another regional to take care of. Haven't taken up too much time. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. We are going down. We're jumping on I-45 eventually. Yeah, I know how Dallas is. Got to get on I-45. We got to take that south and then take I don't know, one of those 10 million tollways in Houston. We got to take it all the way around because it is West Houston. And this, my friends, is the Nerdin. And we are at the Bands of America West Houston Regional Championship presented by Yamaha, October 7th, 2023, Legacy Stadium in Katy, Texas. 30 programs. Yes, 30 programs competing in prelims, 12 to finals, one program's walking out of here with the Bands of America West Houston Regional Championship. Pull up the schedule, please. We are starting early. We're starting at 7:30 a.m., and I love when this program comes to Bands of America and competes because this is another program that I used to compete with back in the day, back when I was running around as a drum major, but standing on the podium as a drum major. We actually rehearsed together at Grand Nationals in 2002 at Avon High School, one after another. It is my pleasure to present to you the former state champion, the former Bands of America Grand National champion, Spring High School at 7:30. Shadow Creek is on at 7:45. Magnolia West at 8 a.m. 8:15 is Katy High School. 8:30 is Franklin High School. And then at 8:45, it is the state finalist from last year. They are going to Grand Nationals this year. They're taking the leap. It is Pearland. I love this program. They play, they move, they spin, they dance, they drum, they seem to do everything really, really well. I love programs like that. 8:45, Pearland High School. Let's get after it. Take a nice long break, a little bit of a short break, and then at 9:30 p.m., Tomball Memorial at 9:30 a.m. 9:45 is Oberty Tompkins. 10 a.m., James Bowie High School. Yes, yes, the same one from Austin. Made regional finals over in Austin. They're coming back here to West Houston at 10 a.m. 10:15 is Cypress Falls High School. 10:30 is Cypress Woods High School. They were a regional finalist at the other Houston regional last week. At 10:45, it's Cypress Park. My friends over at Peyto. Hey, what's going on, Peyto, at 11 a.m.? Have a fantastic performance this season at 11 a.m. And then at 11:15 a.m., it is the former Grand National champion. It is the regional specialist. Again, one of those programs that just seems to do everything really, really well. What can you say about the Woodlands that hasn't already been said before? They are back. They are going to Grand Nationals this year. There's a lot they got to do this season, and I am proud to have them back at the West Houston Regional Championship. They're on 11:15 a.m. And then at 11:30 a.m., the newly crowned Bands of America North Houston Regional Champion, the fairest of them all, Cy Fair High School. Let's keep that momentum going, folks, at 11:30. Then we take a lunch break. And then we're going on at 12:30 p.m. It is my friends over at Friendswood High School. They were a regional finalist at North Houston last week. Friendswood at 12:30. 12:45 is Morton Ranch. 1 p.m. is Bridgeland High School. Bridgeland was at the state marching contest last year. They're on at 1 p.m. 1:15, the regional finalist from last week, Seven Lakes High School at 1:15. And then at 1:30, my pleasure to present to you the former UIL state champion, the regional champion specialist. Nobody does it like them. Claudia Taylor Johnson High School, CTJ state finalist last year, multiple regional championships. This program hadn't been open that long, but they're just legendary at what they do. Claudia Taylor Johnson at 1:30 p.m. 1:45 is Cypress Ranch High School. 2 p.m. is Dawson High School. They were a regional finalist last week. I'm getting my weeks confused. Dawson, regional finalist last week. Congratulations to them. All sorts of history being made with that program. They're on at 2 p.m. And then at 2:15, the former national finalist, the regional finalist, the state finalist, they've pretty much done everything. 2:15 p.m., you know what's coming. It's chaos. It's from chaos. It's Ronald Reagan High School. So we got our two programs from San Antonio coming out here, showing up to Bands of America contest for the first time this season. A lot going on here. So let's get after it. 2:15 p.m., Ronald Reagan High School, Stone Oak represent. 2:45 p.m., after a short break, we go with James E. Taylor. 3 p.m. was Foster High School. They were a regional finalist last week. So again, you see the pattern going on here. Momentum was on the line here. Foster High School at 3 p.m. 3:15 is Clear Springs. 3:30 is Oak Ridge High School. They were a regional finalist last week as well. On at 3:30, 3:45 p.m., Cinco Ranch High School. At 4 p.m., Churchill Fulshear High School. And then 4:15, rounding out the contest, is the Buccaneers out of Brazos Wood. at 4:15 p.m. And then 4:30, we got another exhibition. Yay. I love when colleges come out and do exhibition programs here. It's the University of Houston Spirit of Houston Cougar Marching Band. Your band director probably went here at some point. They were probably a part of that band at some point. Always a fantastic music school, and their marching program is super entertaining. So University of Houston, Spirit of Houston, coming down at 4:30. So with this contest, my goodness, again, like the Dallas one, accolades all over the place. A lot of programs here are going to Grand Nationals. I got Pearland going to Grand Nationals. I got Woodlands going to Grand Nationals. I got Claudia Taylor Johnson going to Grand Nationals. I got Bowie going to Grand Nationals. That's like four programs that are attending Grand Nationals this year. They got a long season ahead of them, a very long season. And really, they're starting out the Bands of America stuff starting this week. So a lot of momentum to be had, a lot of momentum to be gained. But it's all got to come down to that one performance where you can start building on stuff. The main thing here is you got a lot of programs that had record success last week. Now, it is up to those programs to capitalize on that, because nothing's giving in this activity. You got to earn it week to week. It changes. Because you did well at one contest does not automatically mean that momentum and that spirit carries over to the next week. You never know what's going to happen. So you just got to keep pushing. You got to keep working hard at what you're doing, because I've seen some weird things happen. I've seen some weird things happen here at early regionals, especially when programs have success early regional. And then the next week, you know, we can't rest on our laurels. That's basically all I'm saying. A lot of programs here with very long seasons, not just with state contests coming up at the end of the month, but, super regional and grand national aspirations going on here. Like I like to say, it is exclusive real estate, exclusive real estate to get into finals. Cause I got plenty of programs that are going to grand nationals. I got a lot of state finalists from Conference 6A that are attending this event. So all of a sudden you look at that 12, you start going through the list. You're like, ooh, this is getting tight. Yes, it's going to be tight. It's going to be tight. So you have to be undeniably good. You have to be objectively good to get into finals at the West Houston Regional this weekend. And what a stadium. Man, I love going there. I was there last year, and it's such a beautiful venue. Thank you all so much for listening. That's the nerd in for everything else. We're done here. Good luck to everybody competing this weekend. Good luck to everybody competing at other events this weekend, local contests, whatever. It's starting to get real now. It's starting to get real. You start doing these contests, you start looking at the calendar, and you're looking at the weeks dwindling down, you realize you don't have that much time. So if there's any time during the season that you really want to bust out a really awesome performance, I think now's the time. I think these programs understand that. So it's time to get to work, it's time to perform, and it's time to get after it. I am done here. Thank you all so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. Have fun at your contests. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.